The stock, this is trading on Edwin Gonzalez. That is G, G as in George, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Gonzalez Edwin, E-D-W-I-N. Date of birth is 2/22/54. Date of visit is 8/4/25. Next, please make a copy for Elizabeth Gunther, D-O. Elizabeth Gunther, G-U-N-T-H-E-R-D-O. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for sending Edwin Gonzalez for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has a past history of asthma, has had multiple other medical problems, including history for DVT, pulmonary embolism, history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, stroke, GERD, and prostatic hypertrophy, period. The patient was seen in the emergency room on 7/18/25 for a possible new episode of pulmonary embolism and was complaining of shortness of breath and was sent for a CTA of the chest on 7/18, which showed a partially occlusive linear thrombus in the distal left lower lobe artery extending into the left posterior basal branch. Also, tiny fibrin strand in the distal interlobar artery on the right, suggestive of chronic thrombus. There was no right ventricular strain. And the pulmonary artery caliber was normal, period. The patient was given anticoagulation, including Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and has been seen by the hematologist who is conducting further genetic testing, period. Presently, the patient has a cough, he has mild wheezing, denies any chest pains, and denies any fevers, chills, or night sweats. He has gained weight, period. Next paragraph, past history includes history for right hand tendon repair, following which he had rejection of the tissue and had to have a long course of IV antibiotics for a wound infection, period. Subsequently, he developed DVT of the left upper extremity at the site of a PICC line. The patient also had hernia repairs of the inguinal area, and he has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, but no history of diabetes. He has had multiple episodes of asthma as well as history for pneumonia, period. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke. No, and alcohol use minimal. He did smoke a few cigarettes a day for about 8 years, period. He worked in repairing water heaters and has suffered burns, period. Next, allergies to sulfur. Next, family history. Both parents died of old age. Mother had Alzheimer's. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies glaucoma, but has cataracts. No vertigo. He has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. He has hay fever and asthma. He has urinary frequency. He has reflux symptoms, no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain. He has palpitations. No depression or anxiety, no easy bruising, his joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, MedList, losartan 100 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, cardizem 240 milligrams daily, Elevatolol 200 milligrams daily, and Crestor 10 milligrams a day, Theophylline 300 milligrams daily, nebulized Duonep solution BID. Next, physical exam. This elderly, well-built white male, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 80, respiration 20, temps 97.6, weight is 178, saturation 95. HEND anomospheric, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered visas, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart rhythms are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, there are mild varicosities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Homan sign is negative, reflexes 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of DVT and pulmonary embolism. Number 3 is hypertension. And next line, number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, IgE level, and total eosinophil count, and a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised to stop using the Symbicort inhaler and Spiriva inhaler. He will be placed on Breztri inhaler, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Continue with Eliquis for pulmonary embolism, and follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Elizabeth Gunther, D-O, Gunther, G-U-N-T-H-E-R, D-O. Thank you.